Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 152. Visible translated text is as follows. Otto Schwarr, C.J. Ashins, and George A. Tillander, sworn for Movent. They are personally acquainted with Oscar Pappenheimer. That some of his associates are T.A. Hammond, Dr. J.B. Buchanan, R.S. Wessels, G.E. Carrier, John K. Orr. That the said Pappenheimer is a person of good moral character and credibility, and they would believe him on oath, Dr. Hef Harris, sworn for Movent, before a commissioner. I am state health officer slash. I made two examinations of the body of Mary Fagan at the request of Solicitor Dorsey. He told me he would send some hair from one of the machines in the factory, and a day or so later, some hair was brought to me by one of his assistants. He asked me to compare this hair with that of Mary Fagan's. I examined the hair under a microscope and made the examination exhaustive. The hair was almost certainly that of a female and from the location of a Caucasian. The two specimens of hair resembled each other so much that it was impossible for me to say definitely that it was not Mary Fagan's hair. There appeared to be slight differences in shade and shape, but no difference in texture. The determination of the color had to be made by the naked eye, as such sections used for microscopic work are not suitable for such determination, and the amount of hair given me was not sufficient to make an exhaustive examination. I have made accurate estimates and have found that individual hairs from the head of several persons and as much in shape as the hair given me. The same individual differences were found in the hair from the body of Mary Fagan. I told Mr. Dorsey that I could not say positively that the hair was Mary Fagan's, but that it was similar in texture and color. I told him that it was of no importance to this examination, nor did I think it was of any importance whatever. Some days after having made an examination, the subject was casually mentioned by Mr. Dorsey in a conversation with me, and I told him at that time that it was my opinion that the two specimens of hair were different, though I was careful to say that there was no certainty as to this opinion and that I would not swear that they were different. This conversation took place between him and me in my office some days afterwards. I told him that I had made another report. I told Mr. Dorsey that it was my impression that the two specimens of hair were different. I said to him that the two specimens of hair were slightly in shape and possibly in color, but I was not prepared to say very definitely as to its color. I was under the impression that the two specimens of hair were different. We were alone when I made my report to Mr. Dorsey. As to whether or not I suggested that Mr. H.R. Dorsey be allowed to make a test to ascertain whether the hair was female or male, Dr. Dorsey discussed this matter with me, and we came to the conclusion that the best time was being present and two or three before the trial. Solicitor Dorsey and I were talking over, and I have in a general sort of way my work was talked over, and I have made a time since made some reference to the matter of the hair, and may have told him that Dr. Dorsey, he could examine it if he wished to do so. I have no recollection of what was specifically said by anyone, and there cannot answer as to what Mr. Dorsey said in case the hair was examined. I did not say specifically to Mr. Dorsey that the two specimens of hair were dissimilar. I merely informed him that I retained the opinion that they were not the same. There was no question of processing hair with the examination, as the only method likely to be used being the one employed already. I returned the hair to Mr. Dorsey. I had been kept that part used for the microscopic examination assistant. I kept that part in find. I also examined the hair. I took some of the hair from the head of Mary Fagan and some from the strands of hair I had from Mr. Dorsey's office, if that many. I took several hundred strands of hair from Mary Fagan's head. I made examination of the hair and found that the total number of hairs given me by Mr. Dorsey's assistant was divided into two, out into short pieces. Several sections of them were made, and some of the middle portions of the hair I made similar on both ends, and the middle portions of the hair from Mary Fagan's head, taking both specimens together. I made somewhere.